The number of dead is still rising in South Korea. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. At least 153 people lost their lives when a massive crowd surged into a narrow alley in Seoul's entertainment district Saturday night. Most of the victims were young people celebrating Halloween.
More than 80 were hurt, some critically. Most of the victims were in their teens and early 20s. Some 100,000 revelers had packed the streets, but investigators still aren't sure what triggered the stampede.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, a period of national mourning has been declared. The suspect accused of attacking Paul Pelosi at his home in San Francisco is expected to be charged tomorrow. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said her husband continues to improve. She added the attack has left her children and grandchildren heartbroken and traumatized. Election Day is just 9 days away, and that has the candidates and their political surrogates on the stump. Former President Obama was in Wisconsin and Michigan yesterday campaigning for Democratic governors Tony Evers and Gretchen Whitmer.
The only way to save our democracy if we together work for it, all of us. And that starts with electing people who know you and who see you.
In New York, Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin was joined by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Zeldin has been gaining on Democrat Kathy Hochul. The World Series is tied up.
On a one, stop. Grounds one to second for Altuve. He's got it. And the Astros have a win in game two.
The final call on Fox. Houston beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-2. Game three is tomorrow night in Philadelphia. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
At a polling place in Wilmington, Delaware, President Biden cast his midterm ballot early yesterday, and he had some company. He was with one of his granddaughters, who's 18 years old and voted for the first time. The president also attended his granddaughter's field hockey game. New leadership at the helm of Twitter could mean new policies on election information.
Pivotal elections in Brazil and the United States are putting pressure on Elon Musk and his promise to relax content moderation on Twitter to stop the flow of misinformation. Disinformation experts say a torrent of misinformation already is hitting voters in both countries, adding if Musk makes good on his promise, the torrent could become a flood. Musk says a new committee will review the platform's policies before any changes are made. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Some of the immediate changes at Twitter have led to empty desks. The CEO and some other executives have already been let go, and the New York Times is reporting additional job cuts could be made across the platform as early as this weekend. Tech stocks took a beating on Wall Street last week, driven by earnings reports that didn't meet expectations. The billionaire executives behind those companies, like Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, also lost big.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg losing about $100 billion worth of his own value in the past 13 months. And that is the worst drop that we've seen in the Bloomberg Billionaires Index so far in 2022.
Fox Business Network's Susan Lee says Amazon saw its worst week since 2016. An 8-year-old boy has gone where no other 8-year-old has gone. On Friday night, Sam Adventure Baker became the youngest person to scale El Capitan in California's Yosemite National Park. It took Sam and his dad 4 days to make that climb. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.